Mr. Yud, until the Mishkan was built in the Midbar, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so we find in the Torah that the Ovis and other people as well, when they wanted to bring a korban, they just set up a Mizbeach, offered up a korban to Hashem, and that was considered to be a korban. However, once the Mishkan was built, for as long as it was in the desert before the Jewish people entered into Eretz Yisrael, it was forbidden to offer up a korban anywhere, except for on the Mizbeach, which was inside the Mishkan. This was for as long as they were still in the desert before they entered Eretz Yisrael. And once they entered into Eretz Yisrael, the first city which they got to was Gilgal, and they set up the Mishkan over there, and it stayed there for 14 years. And for as long as the Mishkan was in Gilgal, it was permitted, once again, to make oneself his own Mizbeach, and to offer a korban on that Mizbeach. We're going to see in this Mishnah that not every type of korban can be brought alone outside of the Mishkan, but there were certainly certain types of korbanos which he could do that for. Alright, now at the end of these 14 years, once Eretz Yisrael had been conquered, then the Mishkan was moved to Shiloh, and it stood in Shiloh for 369 years. And during this 369-year period, again, it was forbidden to offer korbanos outside of the Mishkan. After this, the Mishkan was moved to Noiv and then to Givon. And it was in Noiv and Givon for a total of 57 years. And during that time, once again, it was permitted to offer korbanos outside of the Mishkan on one's own Mizbeach. And then after those 57 years, the first Beis HaMikdash was finally built by Shlomo HaMelech. And from then onwards, it was forbidden forever to bring any korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And all of what we said is learned from Pesukim. So just to summarize, there were six different stages before the Mishkan was built. So for example, during the times of the Ovos, one could bring a korban anywhere. For the 40 years of the Mishkan in the desert, one had to bring it only in the Mishkan. For the 14 years in Gilgal, one can bring it outside of the Mishkan. For the 369 years in Shiloh, one could not do it outside of the Mishkan. For the 57 years where it was in Noiv and Givon, one could bring a korban outside of the Mishkan. And then, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, it was forbidden from then onwards to bring a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. This Mishnah refers to the periods of time where, despite there being a Mizbeach in the Mishkan, it was permitted to bring korbanos, certain type of korbanos, as we will see, outside of the Mishkan, and that was in Gilgal and Noiv and Givon. 14 years in Gilgal, 57 years in Noiv and Givon. Ein min bomer gedayla levom ktana. There was no difference between the major bomer, which is the name for the Mizbeach, which was inside of the Mishkan, levom ktana, to a minor Mizbeach, ela pesachim, except for the korban Pesach. It was forbidden to bring a korban Pesach on one's own Mizbeach. He had to do it in the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. Now, although the Mishnah implies that it's only true for korban Pesach, the truth is the same applies for any korban which is an obligation to bring. And the Torah says when to bring it. So, for example, a korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It's an obligation to bring that korban on a particular date. Or a korban tomid. All of these things where there's a fixed date to bring that obligatory korban. So that sort of korban needs to be brought in the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. However, korbanos which are an obligation but do not have a fixed time, for example, a korban chatos, if one committed certain aviras and he has to bring a korban for it, so it's true that it's obligatory, but it has not got a fixed time. So that one could bring on his own Mizbeach. And certainly any korban which is brought voluntarily could also be brought on a bomer katana outside of the Mishkan. Zaklo, this is the rule, kol shu nidor v'nidov. Any korban which is a neder or a dova, which, as we saw earlier in this perek, a neder is a vow to bring a korban, and an adova is a vow to bring a specific korban. You already designate which animal you're going to bring. So since these two types of korbanos are voluntary, korbabomah, they can be brought on a minor mizbeach outside of the Mishkan. But a korban which is not a neder or an adova, meaning a korban which is obligatory, and as we explained, it also needs to have a fixed time, then in a korban bomah, it cannot be brought on a minor mizbeach outside of the Mishkan.